Morning Watch, The Grace of God and the Economy of God, Week 5. Receiving grace upon grace for grace to be enthroned within us, so that we may reign in life to become God's poem, the New Jerusalem, as the ultimate and consummate product of the grace of God and His economy. Friday, Related Verses. Psalms 133:3. Like the dew of Hermon that came down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forever. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. John 6:50-51. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, gushing up into eternal life. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. Hebrews 10:25. Not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore comfort one another, and build up each one the other, even as you also do. Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another each day, as long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Related reading. According to Psalms 133:3. The oneness is like the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion. The anointing oil is upon the person Aaron, but the dew is upon the place Zion. The dew signifies the grace of life. The grace of life is the supply of life. In the church life, we are not only under the anointing, we also receive the supply, the grace of life. As we are anointed, we are also graced. The Apostle Paul abundantly experienced the Lord's grace. 3 times he prayed that the thorn that was afflicting him would be removed. The Lord replied that his grace was sufficient for Paul. By this word, the Lord indicated that he would not take away the thorn, but he would supply Paul with his sufficient grace. In the church, we experience the anointing, the painting of the process shrine God. Simultaneously, we enjoy the process God as grace, as the life supply for our enjoyment. By this grace, we can live a life that is impossible for people in the world to live. The brothers can love their wives to the uttermost, and the sisters can submit to their husbands in a full way. Such a living is possible through the grace we receive on the mountains of Zion. We should never underestimate the importance of the church as the corporate person who receives the ointment and as the place under the descending dew. If we separate ourselves from the church in these two aspects, we have no further share in the anointing, and we are finished with the enjoyment of the dew. Other Christians may criticize us for bearing such a testimony concerning the church life. These believers may say that as long as they pray and read the Bible, they can experience the Lord in a full way outside the church life. Yes, we can pray and read the Word alone at home, When we do this, we receive a certain amount of grace. This measure of grace, however, is not as sweet, rich, powerful, inspiring, or sufficient as the grace we receive in the church. I can testify that no matter whether the meetings of the church are high or low, rich or poor, I experience the ointment and the dew whenever I come to the meetings. The more I come to the meetings, the more I am preserved in the Lord's grace. Those, on the contrary, who separate themselves from the church life, cut themselves off from the full supply of grace. Apart from the Lord's mercy, they may find themselves wholly back in the world after a certain period of time. Simply by attending the meetings, we are preserved, for the dew still descends upon the mountains of Zion. Thus, simply by being in the meetings, we are under the watering dew. It is by the power of grace, the strength of grace, and the life of grace that we can be right with God, with one another, and even with ourselves. Grace produces righteousness. Therefore, Romans 5:21 says that grace must reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Thus, righteousness and grace always go together. We are not righteous because of ourselves, but because of grace. Righteousness not only became a boast to Noah, it was also a boast to God. God was able to boast to his enemy. God could boast of Noah's righteousness to that crooked and perverse generation. Noah's righteousness strengthened God's standing to execute his judgment upon that ungodly generation.